With that said, well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. We're glad y'all are here this morning. I'm going to do this quickly so that I can turn it over to our special guest this morning. Mark Sample is with us to share today. Mark is has been involved in strategic planning through marketing execution, been a business leader with 20 plus years of accomplishments in B2B and consumer focused organizations, developing new business and marketing channels in domestic and international markets. He's got a proven track record in expanding businesses with significant impact on sales growth and profitability, created several new 50 plus million annual revenue streams for blue chip consumer brands, including Delta Airlines, IHG, Holiday Inn, Crowne Plaza Hotels and Resorts, Worldwide, FedEx, Office, Kinko's, yada, 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 yada. Go ahead, Mark. You take it away, brother.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. For more than 15 years, as Kevin said, I was in the business world for working for some blue chip consumer brands, including Delta Vacations, global offices for IHG, which is Holiday Inn, Crowne Plaza, Hotels and Resorts, and then Kinko's before FedEx bought us. I was living the dream, working hard, big money, world travel, envy of many coworkers and friends. I had a solid relationship with God since age 11. But as I continued to rise in corporate America with some amazing achievements, promotions, and pay, I told God, I've got this. I've got a degree in business and marketing, and I need you for other parts of my life, like relationships and my personal growth. But I've got this business part. I didn't invite him into my career and pretty much ignored all the warning signs and scriptures I knew. As I climbed the corporate ladder with personal pride several times, eventually, the politics of backstabbing in corporate America took me out. I was let go a couple of times by company reorgs and economic downturns, but never for a reason or a cause. My pride turned into discouragement, loneliness, and making several bad decisions in my own personal life. Like most people, I was asking God, who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose in life? While I was building a multi-million dollar business unit from scratch from Kinko's, I was lured away from the corporate world to join a tech startup that had high risk and high rewards, big money. Unfortunately, the risk in that equation won that battle, and I was once again out of work and once again lost what I considered my identity. At this point, my pride was shot, but my faith kept me from turning to things or thoughts that people turn to in their darkest hours. I always knew God had me. I knew my identity was in Christ, but I had a resume that said otherwise. I didn't apply what I knew God promised for Jesus followers. It wasn't that the successes that I'd experienced were wrong, but rather that the way I had lived that career. I tried to be a light in the darkness of these organizations. I was kind, I was Christ-like in my business relationship, but I wasn't giving him the glory for my successes. I wasn't a generous giver with my finances, I was stewarding. The list goes on, but as I look back, although I had Christian friends, I definitely needed one or two men who were further along in business and life, who had full access to my thinking, one-on-one accountability to keep me on track. After that startup stopped, I tried to return to corporate America. I had some very promising opportunities that suddenly turned to dust. Those doors seemed to be closed, so I ventured out on my own as a marketing consultant for small to mid-sized companies. It wasn't great financially, but it gave me some of the freedom I had prayed about for my schedule, the relationships, opportunities to chase outdoor adventures, and ability to serve my church and community, giving me a more balanced life. I look back at my corporate career and see how I should have lived out a biblical walk in the workplace. The organizations I worked for were not evil, but they were focused on profits and a worldly path. This influence and surroundings consumed me to ignore personal and spiritual growth goals in my life. Now, being self-employed, it allowed me the time to invest in people, including many leadership opportunities through North Point Community Church, with starting point groups, which are geared towards seekers that have questions about God and the Bible, finance groups, groups about dating and relationships, men's groups, and then on into international mission trips, where I went to Philippines, Guatemala, Thailand, Cambodia, and several trips to Cuba. Those turned into God opening doors for me to form a 501c3 ministry, where our mission is to bring the kindness and message of Jesus into a very challenging country, one neighborhood at a time. That part of the story has been an amazing adventure. I'm truly blessed and grateful. Colossians 3 shouldn't be, or should be something that we're all familiar with and has some great insight for our Christian life. Living as those made alive in Christ. In the business world, we're probably familiar with verses 23 and maybe 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. But the whole chapter is worthy of probably a monthly, if not weekly, read for all of us. It starts off in verse 1. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And here it is. When Christ, who is your life, our identity is through Christ, it appears that you will also appear with him in glory. So the challenge today is to live your whole life as a true follower of Jesus Christ. In your career, your family life, relationships, finances, social life, all of it. How is a key question. I believe one important step is to have full accountability with one or two clearly defined individuals in your life who can have full access into your life, where you're authentic and you're transparent. Someone who confronts you during the highs and the lows of life and asks, who or what are you turning to for your strength, purpose, and identity? In all things, give God the glory. Thank you. Have a great day. God bless you.
Hey, thank you, Mark.
That's a good word. Thank you.